And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, and happy Easter. I'm Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa here, too, in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Derek Waldman from the Red Rooster 3. We're going to have a great show talking big fish fishing. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at SanDiegoCountyFord.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Well, you know, yesterday Captain Ryan Bostian from the San Diego was talking about bluefin in May. How about bluefin in March?
How about it, dude?
Yeah, there was rumors going around the last couple of weeks about bluefin, and a boat went out there and got limits yesterday.
It's just cool knowing that that's a thing. You know, I mean, there wasn't one, and it just gives confirmation to all of them too. I mean, there was too many. You know, obviously the Pacific Queen got one a while ago, got on Colonette, but it was one fish, and then you start to hear, oh, you know, some skiff saw some, a commercial guy caught two, and then all of a sudden it starts going a little more, and then some guy had some pictures of 15-pounders, and that's getting more likely. Well, no more rumor. Limits of bluefin, day and a half range. How cool
in
is
March.
That? How cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Derek, you heard the word, and what do you think?
I was supposed to go fishing today, but instead I had to come in. And
no, I'll be in here, man.
I'm super
good way
excited
to
hear about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And did we get any details? Where, when, how big?
I didn't. I literally read about it last night, so I'm sure the info will come filtering in today.
Filtering.
But, you know, all I know is a day-and-a-half trip limits a bluefin. I mean, that's literally all I know. But, hey, we'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's early, and that means maybe bodes well for a good spring and summer season, Derek?
I'm hoping it's just like last year. Fingers are crossed. I can't believe we're seeing it in March, let alone catching it. So I'm really excited about it to see what happens.
Lots of yellow. I mean, you guys have had pretty darn good fishing aboard the Red Rooster 3 down below, right?
We have, but it's been a little slow. It's been a lot of pick bites.
Has it?
So they come by in the morning, you might catch a handful, then you pick one or two through the afternoon, and then you get a little window right before dark of about 15, 20 minutes. And if you're not one of the guys to hook up, just wind them in, go eat dinner. It's been very... very finicky and picky for the last couple months, month and a half, just because all those lower zones have been hammered since October. And the sign of fish was great early on. There's still sign, but as in any fishery, once you sit there and hammer it for a while, they kind of get a little skittish. And then you got to fine-tune all your gear and your techniques.
Is that about the piece of bottom that you happen to be sitting on, or is it the right couple of fish that want to eat has to get on you at the right time? And what do you think? What is it about that that creates a scenario like that?
You know what? There's all sorts of speculation. I think some of it has to do with time of day, whether they're feeding or not. And obviously structure fishing, if you're fishing the right part of the ridge, they're going to run down that part of the ridge with the current, and you might hook a couple. I think the technique, a lot of it's had to do this year, is picking your good baits, as in fishing period. If you know how to pick a good bait, you're going to get bit. But this year it seems to come into play quite a bit. You see a couple guys are getting bit more than others, and they'll have two or three fish for the day out of 20 fish.
Right.
They're the guys that pick the hot baits.
That's key, huh? The bait selection.
Very key.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather be lucky than good any day of the week, but it really helps to know how to pick a good bait, especially for this cow fishing.
Yeah. So what's into picking a good bait? How do you pick a good bait?
The way I do it is I look at them, make sure they're all uniform in color. You know, if they just come out of the tank and into the hand well, they're going to be a little bit darker, but that's fine. Just make sure your hand's wet. Hold them upside down. Check them out. Hold them flat on your palm. Make sure you see a nice, bright yellow line with a nice silver belly and no scales are missing. And gently pin it on, whether nose hook, back hook, belly hook, and let go of it immediately. The least amount of contact with your bait, the better. And get it in the water. And make sure it swims right. And if it's not swimming right, you know, give it a couple seconds. Try to backspool it, spook the bait a little bit, get it to run away from the boat. If it doesn't run away from the boat, hey, guess what? Change it.
Change it right now.
Just change it right now.
And it's such a more important thing than anything else in terms of that. You know, it's more important than a smaller hook. It's more important than a brand of fluorocarbon. It's more important than a size of line. Like,
yep.
If you have a really good swimming bait, it's the equalizer of everything. And if the bait's still... You know, like you do all those other things to make the bait look that much better. If the bait's swimming great, it's going to get bit on heavier line with a bigger hook than a bait
exactly.
That's not swimming as good with a smaller hook and lighter line.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And you'll see the guys who know how to do it, and you'll just look down and go, hey, why is that guy, he's got three or four already, and we've only had 10 this morning. How does he do that? Hey, pay attention to what he's doing. He's smart. He's looking at him at the tank. He's taking a couple extra seconds to look at the baits, not just reach in there, grab one, pin it on, throw it out. Those are the guys you want to look at when you come out on a long-range boat and you see the guys that are catching more fish than anybody else. You want to kind of sit back and watch what they do at the bait tank, because that's why they're getting bit a lot of the times, especially with these pick bites.
Yeah, it's good stuff. What about guys that want to drop down to lighter line when they're not getting bit? I mean, you see that a lot, I'm sure.
I see it a lot. I do it a lot. But you got to remember, if we're down there fishing big fish and you're fishing 130 and you drop down to 100 and no one's getting bit, and all of a sudden you drop down to 80, sometimes even 60,
Ooh. You
get bit, and it's chances are that's the good one. And now you're stuck with a cow on 60-pound test. You know, there's an instance this last year we were fishing, and it was really, really slow, and I threw out 50-pound.
Ooh.
We got a 176. And of course, I handed it off. So I don't. Yeah. I don't want to fight that. But surprisingly, you know, all the gear was great, and it stood up to the test. We went up to the bow, and I want to say it was half an hour, 45 minutes.
Wow, got lucky.
170. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, but what are the chances if you hook a cow of landing it on 60-pound test?
I'm going to say 50-50.
Really, that high?
Depends on the caliber of the fisherman.
Yeah, sure.
You know, if you got a guy who knows how what they're doing, they know how to fish, they know how to play the fish, feel the fish, know if it's tired or not, and they can kind of sense it a little bit, you can do it. But if you just got your first-time guy out going down there and, oh, I'm just going to try my 50-pound, 60-pound, and they get bit, you know what? You get too excited, you're going to break it off. The key to fishing light line, which I don't recommend, especially on long trips, but the key to it is being patient. You know, you hook a cow on 60-pound, there's, back on the XL, we got another, say, 180, 190 on 40-pound.
Ooh.
Took 3.5 hours. Yeah. So you got to be ready for it, and you got to go, okay, well, I'm locked in now. There's nothing I can do. It's either break off or just take your time. Because at that point with light line, you have to just take your time, sit there, and then hope it doesn't break off, hope it doesn't chew through, hope you don't get in a tangle.
That's something I'm going to never have to worry about. I'm never going to fish that size line down there, ever.
Don't even bring it. Bring it for bait and
ever.
Water.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave it on the upper deck.
That will never
don't
be a thing.
Don't touch it while you're anchored.
Yeah, indeed. So tell us about the Red Rooster 3.
Yeah.
You and Captain Andy Cates doing an awesome operation there. It's a legendary operation.
Oh, it's great. I love it. Unfortunately, I wasn't on this last trip. I had a little accident on the trip before, Spectre Tangles, which, guys, I got to tell you, follow your baits, feel your baits. If you don't, wind up, get a new bait. You know, unfortunately, I wasn't on the last trip. I had to go to the doctors. But the boat's looking great.
You almost
great.
Had your finger cut.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're being very polite in your dislike of Spectre Tangles.
Spectre can be a very dangerous product if you
yes.
get caught in a tangle.
Know how to fish it. Yeah. But the boat's great. We're doing a little bit of maintenance this year. I think we're picking out some new chlorine and stuff for the downstairs staterooms, and we're going to start redoing that. Just to upgrade, just to make it look nice. You know, everything's been in there. It's perfect. It looks bitching the way it is. But, hey, upgrade with the time. So we got that going on. Everything else is pretty much standard. All the fish holds run amazing. The motors are running great, so there's not too much giant maintenance to do. So we're just, I think we're doing mostly cosmetics this year.
The boat's very comfortable. It's a very comfortable boat from a passenger standpoint to be fishing on.
It is. I love it. It rides nice. It's fast.
It is fast.
Staterooms are, God, they're giant. Some of them are a little tight, but most of them, 90% of them, I mean, they fit me, and I'm 6'3", 250.
Wow.
So it works.
Yeah. Very comfortable ride and phenomenal food. Just a good operation. You guys are top notch crew.
Yeah. Mike and RJ putting the food out. RJ's been with us for a year now. Mike's been there, I want to say, two, three years already. And, you know, I'd rival it to anybody. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's awesome, Derek.
Good stuff. So what's next? Boat's in maintenance time right now.
Boat's in maintenance time. We'll start. I got the well circulating, getting those fish holds cleaned out for you guys to come back next year. And I want to say we haul out in a week, something like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, do our standard Coast Guard inspections and put it back in the water and start sanding and painting and
for
doing
about a
all
month.
The fun stuff. I think so, roughly. Yeah. Our and June heat trip leaves.
So that's the next trip is June heat.
Is June heat. And I want to say that one, well, it's sold out, but we leave May 27th.
May 27th.
Yes.
So you're in maintenance until then?
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
No, we leave May 28th.
Wow, so a couple months of maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
But that's the boat's in great condition, so that's why we're doing a lot of cosmetics this year. I'm sure there's a couple things we'll do mechanically, but we did that the last couple years, so we're running strong, running
awesome.
Great, so this year's going to be mostly cosmetics and, you know, make the boat look pretty again.
Yeah, that's kind of your expertise, all the mechanical stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You keep an eye on things, making sure it's running well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And right now, we're just going to make her pretty, and if you have a pretty boat, she likes it, so she runs good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah.
Got personalities, I tell you what. Yeah.
What about summer trips? I mean, I know you guys are going to head in right after June heat into summer trips.
We are. We have our spring 8 days that we start, and those are going to start June 16th through July 10th. And then we get into our fours and fives after that. And I'm hoping this bluefin sticks around.
Yeah.
You know, even I'm stoked that we got a chance to catch them in Mexico. I'm glad that they resolved that and they actually made a limit and we can actually do that again, because there's nothing worse than driving past giant schools of breaking fish.
Yeah.
And people are going, hey, let's catch those. And you have to tell them, sorry, it's illegal. We can't.
Yeah.
And some people don't understand.
Don't get it.
Some guys come out for the first time and they go, we're driving by 50-pound tuna jumping out of the water. Man. What are you doing? It's bluefin. So? That means we can't catch it. Well, why? It's like, I don't want to explain it to you. We just can't.
Yeah.
So, fortunately, thanks to negotiations in Mexico and the Mexican government allowing us to go ahead and take 2 bluefin per person per day.
Yep.
3-day limit, right? So
I think so. I want to kind of say it, I thought it was 2 per person per trip, but I'm not completely sure. Yeah. I know you guys were down there talking with them, but
as far as I know, still 2 per person with it, like Pete was saying, a 3-day limit. So you know, yeah, you can take 6 per trip as long as your trip is fishing 3 day. You know, so yeah.
3
per person per day, and then a maximum of 6 per trip.
And on the Red Rooster, the shortest trip you do is,
we have a couple 3 days, but those are all sold out, and then we have 4 days.
4 days.
4s and up from there.
So are there any spots available to go fishing this summer on the Red Rooster 3?
Very limited spots.
Which looks like bluefin's already a thing. So.
Yeah. I want to say, if you want to come fishing with us, you better make the call this morning. And 619-224-3857 is our office. I doubt Christina or Linda are there today.
No, it's
obviously
Easter.
But call Monday, Tuesday, check it out, see what spots are available. I know we have a handful of spots here and a handful of spots there, but we fill up really, really fast. And hopefully with this bluefin being, you know, here, hope it stays here and gets everybody fired up.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. How good does that bode for just early season trips, too? You know, I mean, because those are the ones that always, you know, people kind of sit back and wait, like, oh, I'm not going to book a real early trip yet because I want to wait and see. I want to wait and see if the fish come. Well, fish are here now.
Fish are here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Derek's a wealth of knowledge. You want to know about catching tuna. You want to know about catching yellowtail. Everything out there. Derek's the man.
There's no doubt about that. I got a lot of questions I'm going to be picking Derek's brain throughout the show. And we want you to do the same thing, man. Let's Talk Hookup is all about you, and we would love to hear from you this morning. That's how it works. We want to hear your phone calls. We want to hear your questions. And it's just going to be a great show, and we're really fortunate to have a guy like Derek in here. This is the maintenance time of year where guys that are gone all year long are here and get a chance to talk fishing with us for a couple hours. We're really pumped about that. If you want to get through, there's 2 ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only is Derek in here talking all kinds of fishing with us this morning, we are also giving away a great prize. It's a half-day fishing trip for 2 aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. It includes all the tackle rental if you need it. And those guys have been having some really good fishing lately on the half-day. Good bass fishing, good rockfish fishing, good sculpin fishing. So very cool opportunity. 2 half-day passes for 1 lucky caller, including all the gear if you need it. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090. It's open right now. That's your chance to get through. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
Hey, you know, one place where they're always biting is Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. But I want to tell you, today, close for Easter,
they
always take good care of their employees, but tomorrow morning, man, if you want the freshest thing in town, you got to head to Point Loma Seafoods. And what's on the plate for lunch at the tackle store this week?
Our big one is shrimp tacos, man. That's our new thing. Like, we eat at Point Loma Seafoods a minimum of once a week, sometimes two and three times. Right there, it is. It's the freshest thing in town. And when there's four or five people making an order, every time there's two or three of those shrimp taco plates on
there.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. Mine's sushi or, of course, their incredible ceviche. Love the ceviche there. And, then, of course, there's many, many days I go in there and see what's fresh in the counter, and they have amazing array of selection when it comes to fresh fish to take home and put on the barbecue or just saute or whatever. But, I mean, white sea bass, fresh. Everything's fresh. You got yellowtail. You've got tuna. You've got swordfish. I mean, it's amazing what they have there at Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Check it out.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I want to tell you about the big event in Marina Del Rey, the Marina Del Rey Halibut Derbies, April 9th and 10th. It's a big event for them. It's up at Burton Chase Park is the center there, right in the center of Marina Del Rey. You want more information, check out Marina Del Rey Halibut, MDRHalibutDerby.com. Great information there. And join in. That's one of the premier events of the spring, the Marina Del Rey anglers hosting the Marina Del Rey Halibut Derby, which is just in a couple of weeks away.
That's cool.
Hard to believe that, right? Next week is April.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is one of the big tournaments there is, period.
You know,
and the Marina Del Rey Halibut Tournament is going on forever.
It's a good one for sure. Derek Waldman from the Red Rooster 3 is here. We're giving away fishing for two aboard the Daily Double. Out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, go with Freddie and the gang. And if you need gear, they'll take care of that, too. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. If you want to get through, one line still open. All the local lines are full, but we do have room on the toll-free. That's 877-792-1090. We're going to jump right into the phones. We've got a first-time caller to start it off, and it brings up a good point. Pete, you were mentioning it yesterday. Always let Ryan know. If you're out there listening to Let's Talk Hook'em, you think, man, you know what? I've always wanted to ask a question of Derek, or I've always wanted to know about the Red Rooster 3. You're a first-time caller. At any point, if you're calling for the first time, just let Ryan know, and you're going to go right to the front of the line. And that's the case with Devin, calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Devin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook'em.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, I just heard about your guys' talks. I'm just getting off work. I'm active duty Army down here, and I was working with the Coast Guard last night. And,
all right.
One of my boys, he's talking about fishing, always going fishing and stuff like that. So he told me to tune into your guys' station this morning on my way home.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're stoked, Devin. Excellent. Thanks for calling. Yeah.
Glad you could tune in, and hopefully we'll get you hooked up and get you out fishing.
Nice. Yeah, I've only been out one time, actually, out deep sea fishing, stuff like that. That'd be nice. I was just calling to get more, just some general information about the area. I know I've been seeing a lot of, even this morning, a lot of boats head out early this morning and just past few days. I heard their fishing's been really good.
I think those are going to be the half-day boats, and there's been some stuff to catch locally. And on those three-quarter-day boats, they're making the run south and the run north, and there's been some yellowtail around. And for this time of year, I want to say, you know, you always kind of see them, but they haven't been biting like they are now. You know, they're really biting, and they're doing good. So if you have time, you know, I'd recommend jumping on a three-quarter-day to go check it out for the first time. Half-day, you're going to go catch rock cod and some bass and stuff like that, which is also a good starter. But if you want to try to get a little bit better model, it's not, you know, full speed fishing. But if you want a chance at a better model and not have to go overnight or 2 day or 3 day or whatever, if you don't have the time, go jump on a 3/4 day. Go see Booger down there on the San Diego.
Yeah, out over at Seaforth. You know, Booger was talking about that yesterday, about how user friendly this yellowtail is right now on the yo-yo.
Nice.
And that's the thing, is that you don't need to be an expert to fish yellowtail on the yo-yo.
You need to have a strong shoulder and 50 pounds.
And they have all the gear you need to try it out. You know, I might suggest, Evan, we're sponsoring the Terramar Tuesdays.
Oh, perfect.
Coming up on April the 4th is the first one. And there's going to be a sampling of all the top-of-the-line Shimano gear on the boat. You just buy a regular ticket on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing and jump on that Terramar Tuesday. Tuesday, April 4th. It's a week from Tuesday, and give it a try. But either half day, you know, the other thing too is depending on where you are in the county, half day on the Daily Double right there, or out of Fisherman's Landing on the Dolphin.
Right.
Fantastic operations. Try it out, and I think you'll be hooked.
A blast.
Yeah. Thanks for being a first-time caller with us, Devin. Please join us again.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones again. 858-457-1090. If you want to get your chance to get through, we're going to talk to John calling us from Long Beach next. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Great show as usual. And I've fished on the Red Rooster quite a few times, and when I first started fishing on there, Danny Palm and Bob Burns were running the boat. So
man, you're dating yourself, huh?
That's a little bit.
I'm old. And Jorge was still working in the galley, and his brother helped him out. But I went on some unbelievable trips to Cedros and San Benitos on that boat, and just
nice.
As many yellowtail until your arms were going to fall off. And just a fantastic boat. And one thing, if nobody's ever been on it, Derek is right about the staterooms. I'm 5'5", and I got all kinds of room in there. A lot of room to move around, and I'm going to be doing one this summer on there also. So I love the boat, and anybody who has never tried it, I suggest giving it a try. You'll love it.
I agree.
Right on.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Good operation. All right, John. Well, when's your trip in August?
It's sometime one of the 4 days or 5 days. I can't remember the exact date.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, have a great time, and
right.
Thanks for the kudos there for the Red Rooster 3. It is a good operation, for sure. That does free up a toll-free line at 877-792-1090 is open right now.
With all the trips that you guys do, short trips, long trips, all that kind of stuff, do you have a personal favorite? I mean, I know you're a fisherman, so I know you like doing everything, but is there one that just really gets you going? I mean, do you love going down and catching the bigger ones? Do you like the bluefin fishing because they're the toughest ones to get a hold of? Do you like surface iron yellowtail fishing at Cedars? What's your favorite thing to do when you're behind the wheel of the Red Rooster?
You know, I got to say my favorite thing, being born and raised in San Diego, is surface iron fishing. Whether it's wahoo, whether it's yellowtail, if there's fish up and out and they're boiling around, it's surface iron. So I'd have to say those, you know, mid-summer, early fall, 5 to 8 day, 5 to 10 day trips for the variety are my absolute favorite. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love fishing cows and wahoo, but on those variety trips, you can throw the surface iron for 40, 50-pound tuna when they're around, and they eat it. You sure as heck don't want to catch a big one on, you know, your 10-foot Alua or anything like that. But, hey, going for 50-pounders, perfect.
You can have it.
What's your ultimate surface iron setup?
Hey, good question.
Ultimate surface iron setup. Well, I got to say, I've been using these new United Composites from Randy Penny, and it's I use the 10-foot, and I match it up to a Baja Special, and straight 50-pound, and you just wind them straight in.
Straight
it, it's awesome. But, you know, on the more finicky side, and especially going and fishing the islands like I know you do locally and that kind of stuff, you know, you got to go down to 40-pound, and I use a what is it, Torium, the new Torium that came out on a cut F-120 blank.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the old CUI, so it's 10-6, so it's really, really wimpy in the tip. But you got to remember, you pick a rod like that, yeah, you can cast a quarter mile.
Right.
But once you get bit, you have to wind it in.
Yeah. That's a casting tool and nothing else.
And, you know, a lot of guys, they go, oh, you got to cast a quarter mile to hook one. No, you don't. You just got to get it a boat length away and
see
what happens.
Good solid cast.
Good solid cast, depending on where you see the boils. And especially local fishing, it's all run and gun fishing anyway. But I got to say, a 10-foot rod matched up to something high speed with 50-pound is normally my go-to jig stick. But
you're
I'm
a
big
guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a big guy.
Now, I recommend average guy who wants to go do it. I'd start out with a 90J, those
totally
CalStar classics right there. And anything with a high-speed reel. You know, small 5.0 size, and every manufacturer has one out now. Make sure it's 6-to-1, or those Senators are like 4-to-1, I think, but they got a big wider spool, so it brings in more line, so they work just fine.
I think for a guy getting into it, what you were saying, that Torium 20 now is about as good as a guy can get for a very good budget reel that has new technology that's really good. They fit your hand really nice. The left side plate's smaller, but it still holds the same amount of line that a 20 always had. That gearbox is rounded and pushed a little farther forward so your hand fits under it. The free spool is crazy good, but the torque is the big thing. Like, they're powerful. I mean, it's a powerful reel. And, you know, it's under $250. They're a cool reel.
Yeah, I dig them.
You fishing mono or Power Pro on that?
Always mono.
Always mono on the surface.
I have a little bit of backing just in case, just so I don't have to strip off all my mono and put a whole bunch more back on there. But
you're you like to
cast
them on.
You never hit the knot. You know, I half a spool of whatever 60-pound braid or 80-pound braid, whatever you want, but you're never going to see it. You know, you never. I personally don't like to cast Spectre on a surface iron rod. I know a lot of guys do. A lot of guys fishing Wahoo and stuff like that will cast iron on straight Spectre because there's no stretch. But for the rule of thumb for me growing up and doing what I like to do is you got to fish the mono. You know, it stretches, you get bit, the rod loads up, you hook the fish. A better chance of hooking the fish that way than you do with that Spectra.
There's always scenarios that you could, you know, create for everything. But for the most part, when you're fishing a surface iron, you don't get spooled. You're going to get rocked, but you don't get spooled. You know, you don't necessarily need the ton of line. They're gonna eat that, especially fishing yellowtail, they're gonna eat it and swim straight down and get into the rocks. You basically need your cast and enough line that you've got a nice, you know, still good full spool diameter, so when you're casting, you're winding at an appropriate speed, but you don't need a ton of line.
Yeah, and good point, Ricky, you brought there is a spool diameter and line. You don't want to fish a reel that's half the line is gone.
No.
Because you're not going to get the turns that you need to keep that jig swimming.
The smaller the spool, the less line per crank retrieve you're going to get.
So you want to make sure you have nice, fresh line, full spool on that reel. When you're fishing.
And it works the same way when line's coming off the reel. When you're making your cast, you know, that spool's got to spin around twice as fast to allow the same amount of line to come off. Like, it's such a big difference having your spool nice and full.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. Well, hey, I'll tell you what, we're ready to go down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John.
Good morning, John.
Well, we got to kind of a transitional week. It's a very light fishing pressure right now. The water's mixed in front. We got, it's ranging from 71 degrees to actually 77 degrees outside. So, big mix and the temps breaks are really where it's at as far as the fishing goes. Early in the week we had, the warmer water was closer inside, real blue and clear, and we had just wide open marlin bite in the, normal spot there right off of La Rivera. Literally every boat was releasing three or four. It was absolutely no problem. There's a lot around. There's been a lot of bait. Just this year, there's been gobs and gobs of bait everywhere. So, that bodes well. The bite kind of petered off towards the end of the week, and that actually has moved north towards the 88, not quite that far off of, it's just south of the island and in that area. And they're doing well up there. They're mixed with thresher sharks up there, this past 3 or 4 days, and some big ones. And they've been picking up some big tuna out of there, some big solitary tuna in the 100-pound class up there as well. Inside here, the fishing has been, inshore fishing has been great. We've been enjoying that. There's been a lot of rooster fish, Sierra, Pargo, all the normal actors. Outside it, really, because of the mixed water and all that, hasn't lit up yet. We're sending out one or two boats a day, so it's really hard to get a grip on what's going on. You can't send them everywhere, but my guess would be, with all the bait around and this mixed warm water, that it's going to, once the water straightens out, we're going to have some darn good fishing outside.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, it's just that transition time of the year, but I'll tell you what, after these busy, busy shows, Rancho Llanero, one certainly popular booth, and you booked a lot of trips. I think our tournament's pretty much sold out, right?
I think so, yeah. There might be one room left, Pete. At the show itself at Del Mar, we sold three of the last four rooms that last day.
Yeah.
So.
But that's,
yeah, the shows have been awesome.
That's true with most of the time at Rancho Llanero, right?
Yeah, we're busy pretty much all the time. You know, and a lot of people come down. Everybody fishes, of course, but when the fishing's not great, everybody hangs around and snorkels in front, and there's lots to do, ATVs up and down the beach. Everybody's keeping busy, especially, you know, hotels full and a lot of families. It's nice. We're enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, it's going to be good. Of course, Ricky, you'll have to do the Rancho Llanero report by yourself next Sunday, because John will be with me
right. And
Cass, man, down in Panama for our Pesca Panama trip. We leave next Saturday, and looking forward to that, John.
Absolutely. We'll test that water in Panama and see how good the fishing is over there. I heard an incredible story. So.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but there's nothing like heading down to Rancho Llanero because it's so easy. It's going to take us a full day to get to Panama. You could be at Rancho Llanero having a margarita in just a few hours here, and that's one of the great advantages of going to Rancho Llanero. How do we get a hold of you if we want to book a trip, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLlanero.com. Yeah, I'm looking at our flight right now, and we leave at, this is an old one. We leave at 8:15 on this one. We actually leave at 6:30, and we arrive there at 7:45.
Yeah.
So it's a long day.
If you're going to the East Cape, you'd already have been down there, been to the hotel, had a margarita, had dinner, gone and fished for the evening. Yeah.
It's all good. All right, well, I'll see you at the airport next Saturday, John. Thanks a lot for the call from Rancho.
You sure will.
Yes, you're such a good trip, man.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
it's going to be awesome.
For sure. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to another Derek? Derek from Lake Elsinore this morning. Hey, Derek, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Derek.
Hey, you guys already touched on braid versus mono for surface iron. So I'll ask if when you're fishing the yo-yo, do you think they're keying on color or jig action?
That's a tough one because, you know, some people say it's the color. Some people say it's the action. I like the speed factor. Speed factor, and, you know, I can say it is the color sometimes when there's a lot of red crab around and that kind of thing. And I know you guys, Rick, have experienced it at the islands where a red or an orange would work a little bit better, it seems like. But my biggest thing for yo-yo is it's the speed. You want to stop it and just wind like crazy, and that's how you get their attention more than color, I think, anyways.
The lures zipping by them.
The lures zip by, wind fast, freak them out. They want to see what it is, and they go chase it. You know, that's what I think the technique that I personally use gets bit more so than the colors or anything.
What about fishing big fish down below on the jig, yo-yo, the PL-68? How does that explain that, catching a 150, 200-pound tuna on a yo-yo jig?
That's so freaking cool. I just want to start with that. That is so cool.
It is, and it's fun, and it's a freight train, and, you know, you fish one of those PL-68s, the Tatty 45 heavies, or the 15s, the bigger jigs. You drop it down. God, we're fishing anchor, so you want to drop it down maybe 300 feet, and you start winding like crazy, and you have probably 20 to 25 pounds of drag, and they come up, and you let the rod load up. And if you've ever caught a yellow that way, and now you're trying to go for cows. It slams you to the rail. You can't turn the handle. It's one of the ultimate goals for me is to catch a cow on a jig. That's one I have never done yet, but, you know, I love it. It's insane. All of a sudden your jig stops and you just get slammed to the rail. Line is pulling off the reel, making noise, water's everywhere. And normally you do that in the morning or in the evening for those bigger fish for jigs.
Like to bite in the dark.
Yeah, during the daytime it's not really doesn't really work too well. But first thing in the morning, you know, 2:30 to 4, and then right after dinner is your best chance of catching a cow on a jig.
And it's just the process is just like yellowtail fishing.
It's exactly the same.
Deal. Drop it down,
except
wind it up.
Except you're using 100 pound instead of
you're using 150.
50 pound.
Yeah, you never.
They're not line shy, right?
Not when they can't see it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting, and take more of your phone calls. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or toll free at 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, you want to get through 877-792-1090. Open right now. You have a chance to win a half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Go with Freddie and the gang there, and they'll even throw in rod rental, tackle rental if you need it there. So pretty good deal there for one lucky caller to win today. It's an Easter, so we're giving away a good prize there today.
Yeah,
so
you got that right.
Jump on it.
Well, speaking of that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish that you catch is a valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest. They'll treat your fish like it was their own, and once you try them, you'll be hooked. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. We're going to start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Easter to you. How you guys doing?
Great. Happy Easter to you, too, bro.
Good, good. Well, you know, over the last couple weeks, you know, my report seemed like we had some tough conditions we had to deal with and stuff like that to make it catch. Well, you know, we had some good fishable downhill current this week, which was a good thing, and it moved a ton of that red crab out of that cod area down there off San Onofre and Box Canyon that we like to fish. So that fish finally bit a little bit for us. You know, some real good bottom fishing this week. Some good scores on the reds, the grouper, sculpin, and some other mixed bottom fish there. Even had limits a day or two down there, so it was refreshing for us to see a little bit of change finally starting to happen down in that sector. A bit closer to home this week, you know, the half-day stuff slowed up a little bit. You know, we've got beautiful sardine for bait, so it takes a little bit more for the angler to, you know, make a catch on the surface with that sardine as opposed to the anchovy that we had at the beginning of the week. And the water on the inside, like inside that 20 fathom there, is still a bit off color from the wind at the beginning of the week. And just yesterday, you know, in our little zone, the water finally just got back up into the 60s there, low 60s. So things trying to shape up there on the inside, but still some good kelp bass and sand bass fishing along the edges of the kelp and on the hard bottom. And he mixed in a few sheephead and some sculpin. So it's kind of making up the bulk of those half day counts. Then off the beach waves, you know, either over at Catalina or San Clemente Island, the boats have been fishing over there. Seen some good bonito action and a shot at some of that yellowtail. It's a good grade yellowtail, 17 to 25 pound stuff. And of course, some good rockfish and bass fishing to go along with that. So that's kind of it for us there. We've got full schedule going. We've got half days, three quarter days, 5 to 5. Overnight trips and twilights on Tuesdays and on the Fridays and Saturday nights for the time being. So all of that running. We'd love to have you guys out with us. Remember to take advantage of that Let's Talk Hookup discount code there on the front page. There's that Dana Ward banner ad. Give you a little discount code, and you can click on that and go book right on over there on one of the half-day or three-quarter-day trips. So give us a call at the landing if you want to know what's going on. You want to talk to someone, figure out what to bring with you on either, you know, any trip. The phone number of the landing is 949-496-5794. And, of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com.
Hey, you know, what's amazing about this year, Brian, is that we have these big blows, water temperature goes down, but it bounces right back. And that
it does.
It seems that the water down below is still warm, right? So it just
doesn't take
long for that water to bounce right back to where it was and get us back in the game.
That's what it is. You know, it's all about that recovery time period, you know, and we've been real fortunate over the last, you know, last year for sure, and certainly this part of the year, you know, seeing that stuff recover pretty quick, which is good. You know, in years past, it's taken weeks sometimes for that stuff to bounce back. So certainly, that's definitely in our favor.
Yeah,
about
for sure. Well, like you say, check out the website, danawharf.com. I'll write front banner on our website, hookup1090.com. You click on that, and you save a bunch of money on a half or three-quarter day trip. Brian, sure appreciate that great report. Happy Easter to you. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Woolley.
All right. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, it's time to continue with our catch report. Talk to the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, the master in the surf, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. How about that master in the stripers, too? Did you see that article in Western Out There News this week? Gundy Striper King?
Like.
Couple nice ones there, huh, Pete?
Yeah. Where are you fishing?
That's in the patch probably from Needles to the north part of Havasu there. You know, if you read the article there, you know, that lake's really got a lot of gizzard shad in it. And they've kind of worked their way down from Lake Mead. And I tell you what, the gizzard shad's a big bait, and the stripers are growing on it, smallmouth, largemouth. It's really been a boost to the system. So the Striper Derby's coming up for Western Outdoor News, and I think there's going to be some lunkers in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you fishing it? Yeah, I mean, you certainly should. You've had a lot of practice on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think because I'm you know, part of the Western Outdoor News family, I stay out of it. But it's a great tournament. I don't think I could beat some of those bait guys. They are good.
Yeah. Well,
they, you know, when I worked the bait receiver, I used to get guys come up to me with a 120 quart ice chest, and they'd buy anchovies.
Fill her up.
Maybe six scoops.
Really?
Yeah, you take that saltwater thing to the freshwater, and if it works, the striper does have saltwater roots, you know, so chum, they do react to chum for sure.
Well, check that article in Western Outdoor News this week. It's really well written. If you want to go catch some striper, Gundy shows you how, where, what. And, man, makes me want to come out there and hang out with you.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I got some Easter eggs here for you guys. Really, really good fishing this week. I mean, everything kind of came together. The swell come down, the water cleaned up, and the grunion ran, and we had a full moon. So all the elements, big week of fishing, big influx of halibut this week. Like I said, the grunion were staging, strong runs. The perch bite was also strong with more and more quality fish showing. Hook, line, sinker reported lots of halibut moving shallow. Goleta, graveyards, and the harbor mouth were all holding fish. You have to weed through the shorts, but plenty of kickers. Flash minnows, 3-inch big hammer swim baits working. Wiley's reported strong grunion run with fish showing off Sunset, Gladstones, Bel Air Beach Club. Lots of halibut on the sandy beaches. And lots of calico bass on the reef spots. So, you know, everyone thinks in terms of halibut when it comes to grunion, but boy, those bass will really perk up too. Perch bite also was good. 2-pound, 2-ounce was taken off Oxstar. That's the first 2-pound fish we've had in a while on a lucky craft. Coastline drive was good for perch up to 2 pounds. Gulf swim, gulp sandworms and lugworms. Just Fishing reported good grub bite on South Bay beaches. 2.3-pound perch taken off Hermosa there. Lots of halibut showing too at Torrance with the grunion run. Big Fish reported a good corbina bite for one of their anglers there off Bolsa Chica. 1.5 to 2-pound fish wide open on the bloodworms on the right tide. Perch bite was also strong in that area. Lots of smaller fish, but some bigger ones in the mix. One angler reported 15 smaller fish, and then he took a 2-pound, 8-ounce fish. Barred perch. So it's that kind of fishing right now. You're starting to see that better quality move in. You're starting to see, like, the lagoons. Hedionda was outstanding this week on 18 to 20-inch halibut moving in there. And you know there's going to be some big hands in those lagoons, too. So just a fabulous outlook after about 6 or 8 weeks of nasty swell. We're back in the game.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good stuff, man.
Good report, Gundy.
Good stuff. All right, Gundy, nice to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, if it swims, we're on it, aren't we?
All right. Yeah, go get it, Gundy.
Thanks,
catch
Gundy.
Catch a big one. See you
have
later.
Have a good week, guys.
Thanks.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up the catch report today. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. Get ready for the big summer season and stock up now on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. Don't wait until your favorite size is in short supply. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle store, and, man, that is... that is a true statement.
Yeah, man. The way this fishing outlook for this summer is looking, stock up now on your Gamakatsus, because last summer,
trying to find a 2-0 Nautilus last year was not an easy thing to do. And you know you're going to have good sardines. You know you're going to have good tuna fishing this year. Load up.
Load up now. Yeah, for sure. Hey, 858-457-1090 open right now. You want to get through there. There's your chance.
Kenny in UTC, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. What's up, Kenny?
Morning, Kenny.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, my big fish down there at Clarion was on a 9-0 Harnell with a 9-foot Harnell with a 9-0 Black Senator with 100 pound on it. That killed me.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
When did you do that?
You're more man than me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it was terrible. I couldn't even work the next day. I was on a commercial boat at the time. But did you see those little blue and red triggerfish that are in the anchorage at Clarion when you used to be able to anchor there?
Uh-huh. What about them?
They're like piranhas, huh?
Oh, yeah.
If you stick your finger in the water, they jump all over it.
You know, when we have to do our inspections, we go in there and you try to, just whack up a couple sardines and throw them off the transom and watch them all come up. And they're pretty cool looking, man.
Yeah.
They are aggressive.
What are those?
it's
I don't know the actual what kind of trigger fish they are, but some sort of trigger, and then you have the rudder fish mixed in and blue star jacks and all sorts of stuff inside that anchorage there. And, you know, it's a safe anchorage, and we're allowed to stay there in case of weather, and we have to do our inspections when we go in. And, God, that reef is so alive. It's so bitchin' to just throw a couple little baits over and watch them all come up and just destroy them.
Yeah.
There's some pretty rare fish in there, too. The clarion angel is like a real rare species. Yeah, some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's quite colorful.
And just a cool lagoon-looking safe harbor. It's just rad.
Oh, it's bitching.
It's really
turtle
cool.
Nests on the beach.
So remote.
Yeah, turtles swimming around and all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, shipwreck up on the beach.
It's actually almost disintegrated.
Really?
It looks like just a side of the hull now, like just a little tiny itty-bitty, not even the size of this table.
Wow.
Did you know, Derek, that Rick and I are very familiar with the world record holder for the rudder fish? The IGFA world record holder, Bob Blum, is actually a friend of ours. We fished with him before.
I mean, let's use that term.
I mean, let's
be easy on that whole friend thing. He's an associate. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm kidding. The as he would tell you, the Cortez Sea Chub.
Yes,
what the rudder fish
he has the IGFA world record for the Cortez Sea Chub, a.k.a. rudder fish.
Oh,
so he's got
learn
that
something new every day.
So he's got that going.
Yeah,
for
him. That's awesome.
How about that? Huh?
I want to know what the line size is.
Yeah, that's a good question.
If we can't tell you, you're gonna take it. If you strip that title away from Bob, that would just be horrific.
Oh yeah, for sure. Hey Kenny, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got way more. Let's Talk Hookup for you. Another full hour, more phone calls, more catch reports, more great information from Derek from the Red Rooster. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All the officers.
Looking for a new exciting fishing excursion this year? Come to Cedros Island for a kayak trip. Cedros Tackle is pleased to announce the completion of their newly built casita. Enjoy their beautiful secluded home with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. All tours will use Hobie outboard kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience on Cedros Island. Travel light and leave your tackle at home if you'd like, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear, which includes Phoenix rods and Daiwa reels. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by staff while you sit by the fire and enjoy the views of Mount Cedros. If you dream of catching a 10-pound calico bass or 40-pound yellowtail, Cedros Tackle will put you right in the spots where you'll be casting at fish that may have never seen a jig before. Come join Jeff, Omar, and the gang for a beautiful trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedrostackle.com for more information and to book your trip.
You've made the investment in a boat, and you know how important it is to take good care of it. That's why you need Monsoon Yacht Service. Mark and his staff specialize in taking care of your boat and making it look its best. No matter if it's on a trailer or in a slip, let Monsoon Yacht Service clean and polish your boat to make it look like new. Monsoon Yacht Service also does fiberglass and gel coat repair, custom rigging, and the best detailing you have ever seen. Be proud of your boat again with the help of Monsoon Yacht Service. 619-405-2176 or check monsoonyachtservice.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, Rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing.
This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.